this truth of a head. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Kenyard Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Kenyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I am Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, we blew away the telethon goal last month. It was $40,000. We got that over $41,000.
We're over $41,000.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And
what an audience you've got.
I know, and people say if you try to end child killing, people will not listen.
That's what they say.
And it's the best month we've ever had here at Bob in Your Life. So, Doug,
praise the Lord.
What's in the news?
What's in the news?
Yeah.
Bob, there's some things in the news that make me think that you should consider giving up the microphone.
What?
And move into government.
Move into government.
Yes, in some capacity.
If nominated, I will not run. And if elected, I will not serve.
Okay. There was a headline today in USA Today today.
Yeah.
That caught my eye.
USA Today today.
Today.
All right.
Yeah. It's about DNA. And it
DNA?
Well, let me just read you the headline.
Yeah.
Okay? DNA is behind a decline in rape reports.
Doug, come on. You're serious? Now, yep. Wait a minute. We have been advocating on this show for for a decade.
As far back as I can remember.
For a decade. Yeah. Ever since DNA became a significant forensic tool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That the government implement a comprehensive, a national DNA database.
Right. For everybody.
Because then the incidence of rape would probably plummet. So we don't have that.
We don't have that yet.
But we've been advocating that for all these years. But, so give me that headline again. What's happening?
DNA is behind a decline in rape reports. USA Today says reported rapes have fallen to the lowest level in 20 years as DNA evidence helps send more rapists to prison.
Praise God. That is so exciting.
It's so true.
That is so exciting. And for Christians who think that God said you need two or three eyewitnesses to convict someone of a crime or of murder, they're just misreading the text.
Now that, yeah, that's
you need
in the
two
Bible,
or three
right?
witnesses.
Two or three witnesses.
Whether physical evidence, circumstantial evidence, eyewitnesses. Most murderers and rapists don't commit their crime in front of an audience.
Right.
Most.
And, you know, Bob, and this article talks about the fact that in the past, prosecutors have had a hard time with rape cases because quite often there is only one eyewitness.
Quite often.
But now, with the rape kits.
And often the woman is not an eyewitness because the rapist's face is covered or her head is covered.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a violent criminal act,
right.
And he's trying to hide himself. So these have been tough cases to prosecute.
Mm.
But with the rape kits now they have at the hospital, the evidence is gathered immediately, and it's not just relying on one eyewitness testimony.
Right.
Now they have the two or three witnesses.
Powerful.
Very powerful witness.
Very powerful witnesses.
It's amazing.
This is exciting.
So now, Bob, are you advocating a database for criminals if you get arrested?
Right now, we have this minuscule database. Minuscule.
Right. I forget. I think it's only people in prison.
And the percentages have dropped so significantly, measurably.
Yeah, even with
how much have they dropped? So they've dropped from When I hear people say that we have the best system in the world, I cringe.
Yeah.
And usually it's lawyers who say that.
Right.
And what they mean is we have the best paid lawyers in the world.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But if you look at the consequence, the results of our criminal justice system, we have one of the highest or the highest incarceration rate in the world, and a couple million people behind bars, and we have the highest or among the highest violent crime rates and sexual assault rates in the world.
Mm.
So that all tells us, if you're results oriented, our system is a colossal failure. We have one of the worst systems in the world. Don't believe lawyers generally.
Yeah.
Jesus did not cut lawyers slack. He did not say good things about lawyers.
He called them publicans.
He did.
They were called publicans back.
And now they've tried to come back. They're the Republicans.
The Republicans. Most of them are lawyers, which is sad.
Jesus slammed the lawyers quite often, and you could have a godly lawyer.
It's possible.
He'll have very low income as a general rule.
He's not going to be the richest lawyer in town.
No, but you could have a godly lawyer, but it's hard when the law is corrupt, and lawyers, they swear this oath to uphold the law, and when the law is wicked, then they're in a real bind.
Mm. Well, just reading the data, Bob, from the article, 1992, before the onset of a lot of DNA,
mm-hmm.
it looks like this year, in 2008, there's 10,000 fewer rapes reported.
10,000 fewer rapes.
And there's more population. That's almost 20 years ago.
10,000 fewer rapes, and the number of women reporting must be skyrocketing, because there was a time when women thought it was just useless even to report
right,
it.
Right, and with DNA, that attitude has changed.
That is so very exciting.
So you were right. I remember you encouraged Tom Tancredo.
Tom Tancredo, congressman.
He was in Congress.
Ran for president.
Right. You encouraged him about the database. And
he's got a promotion, Doug.
He's gotten a promotion.
He's now a talk show host.
Oh, that's right.
He's not in Congress any longer. But yeah, we encouraged Tom Tancredo. Make sure every person coming across the border gets a DNA swab.
Yeah.
And we want a comprehensive DNA database, national DNA database. It should begin voluntarily.
Yeah.
The government should say, if you want to volunteer, you and your kids, just come on in and we'll swab you.
One more way to make sure you're never falsely accused of a crime.
Well, falsely accused. And also, you know, people, it helps to have an accountability system.
There you go.
That's why your face, when people are anonymous, they go to a big city and they hire hookers and they go to strip joints and they do drugs and they destroy their lives. Las Vegas, they say what happens here stays here.
Yeah.
Except for the clap.
And herpes.
Except for herpes.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Except for human papillomavirus.
Right.
Except for HIV.
Yeah.
Except for pregnancy.
Yeah, that doesn't stay in Vegas.
No. All those STDs, I wish some wife would sue the mayor of Las Vegas.
So you're saying anonymity. Anonymity encourages people when they want to do criminal activity. So DNA,
that's absolutely
having
right.
Your DNA in the database reduces your anonymity, reduces your kids' anonymity.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYARD.
Let's start in Arkansas. Robbie, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob.
Doug McBurney, I don't know if you know, but Robbie called our producer, and he was the witness of a despicable crime in Arkansas. Robbie is a truck driver.
Is Bill Clinton back in Arkansas? I thought he was living in New York these days.
Pretty much in New York, Harlem.
Oh, you said that.
But
the guy looked more like Hillary.
Guy looked more like Hillary. But now, Robbie, we're going to ask you to tell this story, but it's too disgusting to tell.
Oh, no.
This is a homosexual who committed a crime in public. And so, Robbie, can you tell the story and leave out what he did?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
The problem is we have vivid of imaginations. And
well,
just try to tell the story so that I don't throw up. Okay, Robbie, try that.
Yeah, okay. Don't let Doug throw up. He's right here in the studio. What a mess.
I was parked at a truck stop, and there's this homo who does the New Jersey governor thing. Comes around every week, I would see him there, because I would stay at the same place. And
so, in other words, you're a truck driver, and this is a truck stop on your route.
Correct.
All right.
And I'm spending the night there, because we're required by law to take a break.
Right.
And there's this homo that I found out later on that he's from the area, but he's there weekly. I would see him going around propositioning and looking for people. But he's not a truck driver. He's there in his own vehicle.
He's there in his own vehicle, and he's there hopefully to pick up some anonymous person to have sex with.
Right.
The New Jersey governor sometimes comes by.
That type of activity.
But this is near what? Bentonville, Arkansas?
Right, near Fayetteville.
Fayetteville. This is where Walmart's headquarters is, Doug.
Well, that's right.
This is big money Arkansas.
Big money area. And so he propositioned to me. He parked his car in a certain position, and he propositioned me, basically, but I wouldn't look at him. And out of my peripheral vision, I could see him with his passenger door open, trying to proposition me, and he began to do very...
Right. He committed a crime in public.
I get it.
In full view, in public, he committed a sexual crime.
I get it.
And so, all right, so you got his license plate?
Right. I called 911, and I explained to the lady operator at 911 what he was doing. And I told them that they need to come up here, and with a bit of sarcasm, let them know that otherwise I would have to commit a hate crime.
Well, yeah, right.
Well, you
right.
know, this guy's probably a homeless drug addict type, loser type. You know, I really feel sorry for people who end up this low on the ladder in their life. You know, what kind of choices
social,
do you
in the social pecking
what
order
kind of
to
choices do you make in your life to where you end up at that level at a truck stop outside of Lafayette?
So
when you reach that low in your life, the only place is really that you can get jobs is with the government or as a news director for Channel 40 and 29 in Northwest Arkansas.
This is the news director, and Doug, this guy has now pled guilty. He plea bargained, but he is the news director for the CBS Warner Brothers station there, 4029 in Northwest Arkansas. He is the news director.
He's the news director. Not, he's not like a bum druggie.
No. And the police were already trying to find him. They had him on their video.
The first complaint. Right.
There were previous complaints, but they didn't have his license plate number.
Correct.
So, Robbie, you reported this, and he was charged with a number of crimes, including indecent exposure with intent to XYZ and things like that.
Disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing.
Well, yeah, that's the least of the – that's the least
of
it.
And so guess what the prosecutor did?
Now, wait a minute.
This guy
is actually a – he's a news director for a mainstream media network television station.
He is the news director in Northwest Arkansas for the CBS Warner Brothers CW TV station.
Now, that is
– TV affiliate.
4029.
Okay, well, that – I didn't anticipate that.
So I'm going to have to call down there. I'm going to have to call the radio.
I need a shower.
I'm going to have to call the TV station. But so this guy's gone to court, and this is a matter of public record. So what is his name?
His name is Michael Corrington, Corrington.
Michael Corrington, fine representative of the mainstream media.
So but he goes by Mike.
Hey, he goes by Mike.
He goes by Mike. Michael Corrington. I remember when the Denver Post, vice president of advertising, Doug, over the internet, set up a meeting with a young boy in Florida to meet him, and he offered to give this young boy, like 13, 14-year-old boy, an oil massage and all this stuff. And the police were there to meet him. That was the vice president of advertising at the Denver Post. And when we oppose the sexual immorality in the media, and people laugh and they think, oh, you're just a prude.
Yeah, right.
And the media defends their own, like Roman Polanski.
Yeah.
Like Whoopi Goldberg saying it's not rape.
All of them.
David Letterman, cheats on his wife,
oppresses women.
Right.
All of that. Yeah.
Right. And so, all right, Robbie.
So, Robbie, I think maybe I'm starting to understand why it is I see a leftist bias in the mainstream media. It's because they're actually deviants and perverts.
Yeah.
That's actually what they are.
Yeah.
One could come to that conclusion based off this observation.
Well, at least over at Channel 4.
This is a very scientific observation that was done here.
I would think so. And they are also child sex advocates.
Yeah.
I mean, they say, come on, what do you expect kids to do? Of course children are going to do this. So, all right, Robbie, so his name is Michael Corrington, Corrington.
But he goes by Mike. Yeah.
He goes by Mike. So does he have like a MySpace account, Twitter?
I imagine he does.
He's on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, just all over the place. And what's so ironic is I noticed that on one of the blogs from his station, one of the bloggers from his news channel outed a man from Shreveport who was a news broadcaster for doing indecent things at an adult movie theater. They have no problem with outing these
people. All right. Well, I'm going to ask my producer if he could get the phone number for the TV station down there, 4029.
Yeah.
4029 CW. In Northwest Arkansas, Bentonville. Fayetteville, that's where Juanita Broderick was raped by Bill Clinton. That's where her nursing home was.
Well,
you remember
right.
that?
Yeah, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Fayetteville, Arkansas. All right. Hey, Robbie, so we got to follow up with this, all right?
We'll try to track this guy down and make sure someone gets a DNA.
A DNA swab?
Well, yeah.
It's being swept under the carpet. What did he plead guilty to?
He pled guilty to disorderly conduct, which could be there was a drunk guy harassing my girlfriend, and I pushed him.
I got charged with that when I had a fist fight once when I was like 19.
Yeah.
Disorderly conduct.
And he'll serve 90 days in jail, but he still gets to get out and go now, do his Robbie, job at 4029 News.
Robbie, when was he fired from the news?
As far as I know, he hasn't been, and as he's serving his jail sentence, he'll still be able to go be the news director at 4029.
Did you say it was a CBS station?
CBS Warner Brothers, you know, CW, CW Network.
I think he could probably find a place on David Letterman's staff if he's removed from the news director position.
Or when David Letterman gets demoted, he might have to go there.
That could be. Yeah. Maybe David Letterman will take
Or he could run for the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Or
he could be a staffer for the New Jersey governor.
There's all kinds of possibilities. The Republican Governors Association.
Yeah, yeah. They got,
he could run for that spot.
He could.
Or Sarah Palin might have appointed him to a judgeship.
She might have put him on the Supreme Court.
We would need to make sure he was pro-choice first.
Or Sarah Palin could hire him to advocate for spousal rights for homosexual state employees.
Well, she doesn't need to do that because she already signed that into law.
That
job position is not available anymore.
She already did that single-handedly.
She did that.
All right, so we'll keep looking for a job for this guy.
Robbie, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you very much.
All right. Although I think I need a penicillin shot after
All right,
call.
Now let's try to call. We should try to call.
Try to call the TV station.
4029.
Yeah. Surely you can Google that up in a matter of moments.
Yeah.
By the way, I have an execution announcement. And it's just brief. I like to acknowledge when the justice system, like a broken clock, every once in a while it does something right.
Yeah.
A Georgia man, according to the Associated Press, was sentenced to death yesterday.
A Georgia man sentenced to death.
Yeah, he assaulted and strangled a six-year-old boy. Six-year-old boy.
What a tragic story, and thank God he has been sentenced to death.
So now...
Have they executed him yet? No,
the crime took place in 2007. The trial is over. The sentencing phase ended yesterday. He's been sentenced to death.
Okay, now he should be executed sometime today.
Yeah.
By sundown.
Yeah.
Today, 24 hours.
By sundown.
But probably won't.
When everyone can still remember the name of the victim.
That's when you execute the
guy. And when there's still outrage in the community. Wouldn't that be the best time?
Remember John Cooey, the perverse murderer in Florida?
Yeah.
Who kidnapped, sexual assault, rape, and buried alive. Jessica Lunford.
He died of natural causes.
He died, and he's on death row. And what do people die of on death row in America?
Heart disease.
Natural causes. Yeah. Old age.
Vascular conditions.
The number one cause of death on death row in America is natural causes.
Old age. Pulmonary issues.
What a tragedy.
It's just sad. But then now, at least...
They sentenced him to death. Thank you, Lord. Incidence of rape is
down
decreasing.
Because of DNA.
Thanks to DNA. And you know, the ACLU hates DNA. The ACLU hates DNA.
They do hate it.
And the ACLU, that stands for... The Antichrist Legions of the Underworld.
Right. And all criminals love us.
All criminals love
us. In fact, they'll probably try to get a law passed against DNA. They don't like DNA.
The Anti-Christian Litigation Unit.
Yeah. They like anonymity.
Remember when the ACLU fought for that protester's right to burn down the ACLU headquarters?
I think that was from The Onion.
That wasn't a real story?
I don't think so, but boy, it had the flavor of
All right, well, I do remember when the founder of the ACLU kept defending the Soviet Union taking away the right of free speech from tens of millions of people because he said it's worth it because of what they're trying to accomplish over there.
Yeah,
they're liars. They don't support free speech.
If you are involved with the ACLU long enough, you lose your sense of irony because you're defending communists and murderers who slaughter and enslave people. And then you go to work and you
in the name
act
of
like
free speech.
You're defending free speech. I just don't get it.
No.
And now, later in the broadcast.
4029.
Hi, this is Bob Enyar out of Denver, Colorado on AM 670 KLTT. And I know we're quite a ways from you guys. But we want to call in a story there in Northwest Arkansas.
We have a news alert.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name's Robin.
Thank you, Robin. At a truck stop about 10 miles south of you guys, there was a public sex act.
A crime.
A crime. Yeah. A man committing a sex act in front of other people.
A lewd and lascivious act in public.
The police have picked up the guy who committed the act, He has plea bargained just yesterday, but it was Michael Corrington, your news director, Robin. So we wanted to know if you guys would be looking into the story.
Is it going to be
for real?
Yeah, for real. Is it going to be on your 10 o'clock report, 10:30? Maybe for tomorrow morning, you might want to get a little background.
By the way,
do you know who Michael Corrington is?
Yeah.
I think he's the news director.
I believe he's the news director at 4029. At your station.
And by the way, we're on AM 670 KLTT in Denver.
Please.
50,000 watt afternoon.
Please check us out. Your station is famous in Denver. You are on the radio today because we talked about your news director getting busted for exposing himself and soliciting various deviant acts there at a truck stop outside of Fayetteville. And you're saying that the newsroom's not aware of that?
No.
Is this the first you're hearing of it?
Yeah.
Is it something you could check the facts on?
How about this? What if we give you the name of the reporting witness who saw the crime and called 911? And when he reported Michael Currington's license plate number,
right,
the police said, "We've got this video." There had been previous accusations, Doug,
yeah,
against
him. Sounds like he's a real creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the complaining witness.
The local citizen there who watches your station.
He's a truck driver out of Arkansas. He was at a truck stop, like I said, about 10 miles south of where you guys are located.
Now, he was just minding his business. He wasn't looking for any trouble.
No.
And then Michael Corrington...
Yeah.
Well, I don't even want to go into what he did because it's just disgusting.
Well, how about this? How about we give you our phone number here in Denver, and if you have a news producer who'd like to follow up, we'll get you in touch with the complaining witness.
Okay.
All right. Our number here, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278.
Who do I ask for?
Thank you, Robin. Doug McBurney, my co-host. Doug, do I have your name right?
Doug McBurney. Yeah, Doug, just like it sounds.
Doug McBurney or Bob Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T.
I think this is something that Arkansas should be aware of.
Yeah. Hey, thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Now, Bob, I just want to, over in Dayton, Ohio, an elementary school student bit a teacher on the arm, and other teachers had to pry.
Wait a minute. The student bit a teacher on the arm.
He locked onto her arm like a pit bull. They had to pull his jaws open.
Now this is from The Onion?
No, this is from Patterson Kennedy Elementary School in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he locked onto this teacher's
elementary
arm.
Elementary school student. Did they violate his rights as they pried him from her arm?
Well, that's being looked into.
I'd like to know.
That is being looked
into. You know, what's a liberal to do?
You can't.
They don't know. ADD is adult discipline disorder.
Yeah, and this kid's a victim of it.
In a public school classroom is an incubator for ADD.
Right. They can't discipline them. They can't train them.
When you can't discipline children, they grow up disrespecting the adults around them. They grow up angry, and they grow up bitter against their own parents. Now, they could get through it, and they could end up loving their parents, but there are hundreds of hours of crying, tantrums, misery, just a miserable time, hundreds if not thousands of hours as they're growing up. Doug, with our kids... We don't have that.
No, my kid hasn't locked onto my arm yet. But one thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, your kid might survive. Possible. But guaranteed, Bob, there are a number of kids who are going to end up like animals. A number of kids who are going to not fall through the cracks. They're actually going to be incubated into animals.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what this kid is, just like an animal. He locks onto the teacher's arm like a mad dog.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is a... it's tragic for the child.
Now you said with your kids you haven't had that. My kids haven't locked onto my arm.
Doug, you know how I'll see kids, they throw temper tantrums.
Oh, yeah.
And they cry. And if they can't play a game, they cry. And if they don't win, they cry.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had that. I'm not saying our kids are perfect, and sometimes there's a problem, but it's so fun to be with these kids. It's just so fun.
Kids will try that once.
Yeah.
You know, they'll try that with the whining and the crying because they lost, or they'll try to throw a tantrum. My daughter did once.
Yeah.
I think she was around 9 months old.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. She hasn't done it since.
Mm-hmm.
A little training, a little discipline.
Yeah.
The fear of the Lord, even. Not to put too fine a point on it, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fear of the Lord.
So what's a liberal to do? You know, if you can't spank, if you're part of the jihad against spanking, and you tell your 12-year-old that it's time for bed, and he says no.
Now, what do you do? Now you're in a situation. You've got a situation that you need to manage now.
Yeah.
What's your first?
And then he's 13 or 14 years old, and you tell him you got to come in, and he says no.
Okay, well, maybe it's you count to 10, or you put him in timeout, or...
Yeah, I asked one mom. She said...
Chain him to the bumper of a Camaro.
No, well...
Yes, that happened. A guy was arrested for that today. Chaining his teenage son to the bumper of a Camaro so the child could not leave the trailer. I saw that on the news. Mm. It's
what's
the
a
day
liberal
well.
To do? They have this war against God's wisdom,
God says,
which says you right. spank, you discipline, mm-hmm. and instead they have to try to affect the kid's emotion or psyche. Way
it's
less
a negotiation
painful
process.
To give them a swat on the backside,
a little swat, yeah,
than to try to play with their psyche.
Yeah,
it's way less significant.
Yeah,
and so you give a child a spanking. And then the disrespect, whatever, it could be resolved. It's over.
Yeah. Instead of putting yourself in a position to be outwitted by a 10-year-old,
yeah,
you just give them a little spanking.
Yeah.
And they'll get over it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of a spanking, Bob, there was a scuffle.
Yeah.
A scuffle in flight, mind you, it was over Pakistan. Now, this has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda or the war.
All right. Just a flight?
An Air India flight. Was over Pakistan and a scuffle.
I remember
broke
this.
Out.
It was a fight with the flight crew.
The flight crew.
Doug,
that is correct.
All right. When I saw that story, here in the studio, somebody were going through the Drudge Report.
Yeah.
I said it had to involve a homosexual. It just had to involve a homosexual.
Now, why?
Because flight crews don't normally break out in a scuffle.
You don't hear this too often.
And it's just a prediction.
Okay. Well, apparently, there were some allegations of sexual harassment. Against the pilots.
Against the pilots.
Someone on the crew said, look, the pilots were harassing a female air hostess.
Right.
Now, the pilots say, wait a minute, they claim that there was misconduct on board by a male flight attendant guy.
Oh, come on. No, that's really the story?
That's what they say. Right. They say there was, they say that there. That's just retaliation. This flight attendant guy is retaliating against us because he was the one
Doug, this
who
segment,
was out of line.
If you're a liberal listening to this, this segment is wrong on so many levels.
So many levels.
First of all, just because he's a flight attendant guy does not mean that he's a homosexual.
Oh, it doesn't? When was the last time you were on a plane?
You know, whenever they say, please pick up your tray table, you know, it's a homosexual male stewardess.
Yeah.
And the pilot comes on and he says, we're at 60,000 feet.
You know, some seltzer water?
Yeah, the pilots all speak like men.
Right.
Every last one of them, 1,000 of them.
But the flight attendant guy.
The male stewardesses all sound like lisping sissies. Now, why is that? Is that in the application for an airline?
Is it part of the training?
Do they say if you want to be a flight attendant guy, a male stewardess, you got to speak with a lisp? And if you want to be a pilot, you got to speak like a man. Do they do that?
I don't think
How do they all sort themselves out this way?
The flight attendant guys tend to be attracted to that type of job.
In HIV spread in the major airline hubs.
Right.
Early on by male stewardesses, mm-hmm. and that's been documented, and the band played on, homosexual researchers who showed the spread of AIDS.
Not that AIDS is in any way a gay disease. It's certainly a threat to
the Centers for Disease Control, who have now, 15 years after Bob and Your Live laid it out, have come out and said, you know, this is never going to go mainstream. This
is
homosexual disease.
That's what you said.
And this is for people who get it from homosexuals. That's secondhand
AIDS.
And
the CDC finally agrees.
And mainlining drugs.
Right. And today, USA Today finally agrees with Bob Inyar Live.
USA Today Today.
How many years now?
DNA,
12, 10 13 years?
Over a decade.
Yeah, over a decade you've been predicting. You've been insisting.
Advocating for this. And where was Bush? I mean, Bush had a bully pulpit. He could have had a war against sexual assault on women. But when the homosexuals were attacking the Boy Scouts, remember that?
I do.
Bush is running for president, and the homosexuals are trying to shut down the Boy Scouts in San Francisco. George Bush couldn't find it in his heart to say one word in defense of the Boy Scouts.
He'll agree with you someday, too, Bob. Someday, he will.
Judgment Day?
Probably.
Okay. Hey, Doug McBurney, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Bob.
Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school, and our website is kgov, kgov.com.